Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video. Today I'm going to be talking about something that a few of you have requested I give my opinions on. So this is my opinion. I still have to explain that, people, when you put opinions in your videos. They go, oh, this isn't reporting. It's an opinion. Yeah, you can do that too. You can put whatever you want in a video. It's amazing, I know. So this is an opinion. But I am going to give you a broad overview of the facts as well. What I'm going to be talking about today is the Dr. Disrespect ban and subsequent strange stuff on Twitter. I'm more interested in the latter part, honestly, because I see a lot of games developers these days doing things that I just and saying things that I just think, oh, dude, when I was playing games, all right, way back when, we used to have this thing where it was like a game was made, you bought the game, you owned the game, it was yours now, it couldn't be taken away from you at any time, you owned it, you could play it as much as you like. And the key thing is, we certainly didn't have to listen to developers kind of injecting their personal beliefs and views and politics and insisting that their player base has to agree and conform to what they think is the way we should live our lives. And I first really noticed this huge shift with League of Legends, where, you know, you had the head of a player behavior team called Jeffrey Light Lynn, who was saying he wanted to make the internet a better place. And he was using the game as a conduit to do that. And he had this Orwellian player behavior team that was implementing all of these weird tests, doing psychological questionnaires on people, asking them how many times they got into a fight in school on their player base to try and find patterns in the behavior. I mean, this is insane. This isn't what a game should be doing. I want us to play the game. Now, I love creativity, by the way. If you're a developer and you've got ideas, and if it's essential to the game, specifically that you must inject your personal politics and experiences and views into it, absolutely go ahead. Have at it. If you write a brilliant game taken from the perspective of your personal experiences, if people want to play that, if it resonates with people, have at it. Be creative. What I don't want is, I believe this, and if you don't believe this, you can't play the game. Sorry. That's where things are crossing a line for me. So anyway, what happened was Dr. Disrespect, and I'll give you a brief overview of who the doctor is. Dr. Disrespect is a very popular Twitch streamer. He is a person who streams in a character, and for me, he's the most successful character actor we've had on Twitch, and I think he's actually part of a great new wave of Twitch streamers we're getting right now. I've interviewed a few people that have done this in the past, most notably Casey Tron. There's people out there who think Casey Tron isn't a character. They're morons. But I think he's elevated that to another level. He stays in character the entire time. His character is an over-the-top, aggressive, but kind of keyboard warrior type aggressive. He talks constantly about how he's 6'8", and he knows martial arts, and he takes steroids and this kind of thing. But we can see he's just a gamer like us, you know? Or he would say not like us. That's the joke. That's the recurring joke of Dr. Disrespect. This is somebody who talks about his achievements all the time, about how he's the best, but his only notable trophies are he won a couple of blockbuster video tournaments. This is the joke. And he is really over the top. And this is what makes it funny. He loses his temper very easily. And he's a hyper-aggressive alpha male wannabe. And it's brilliant. I mean, really, this guy stays in character for hours at a time, riffing, doing all this improvised comedy. It's such an achievement. So I'm a big fan in that sense. I see what he does, and I admire what he does. Now, he's playing the game, and remember, he's in character. But let's just talk about the mechanics of streaming as well. When you're streaming, you got people watching. People talk shit, backseat game. You want to play well, but you want to entertain. People will join your game and queue up at the same time you're playing just to fuck with you. And you can have all sorts of negative experiences, and yet you're meant to maintain this zen-like perfect mindset, never stray over the line, while still trying to entertain your core audience. Yeah, I don't envy full-time streamers at all. It's a tougher job than a lot of people think. It's still a privileged job, sure, but it's tough. And when you do something like what the doctor does, it's especially tough, because who's to say where the fucking line is? Now, anyway, He's in a game with some other streamers, and they do a squad game, and they get assigned a random player who nobody knows. And he's not doing anything disruptive from what I've seen in the clips, but then they find a vehicle. The vehicle will only fit three, and there's four of them. Or maybe even five of them, but it's certainly on the clip you'll see. There's four of them, and this isn't going to work for the doctor. He doesn't want to have to run behind while the random gets the seat. So he decides to team kill the random. Now, team killing in this game is obviously against the rules. It's against the terms of service. And it's not cool, even if you're doing it in character as part of a goof. Yes, okay. All the people crying on the internet about how it's a disgrace and it's a bad example and he's a role model, you're just going a little bit over the top there. Like, you need to fucking cool your jets just a little bit. But, you know, fair enough. Within the context of the game, he shouldn't be doing it. Anyway, I found a sort of nice little compilation of all the various angles of the streamers, because they were all streaming simultaneously, and it shows you the incident as it folds out. It's one of those weird accounts where it's like other people's intellectual property. It's just other people's Twitch streams put into a YouTube channel, and then they say, hey, give us money. I don't know how these things exist, but I guess it's too much effort to shut them all down. So I don't think I'm going to break any rules by showing you this clip. Certainly it's within the realms of fair use. But anyway, here's what happened.
Anthony, don't get attached to this random.
He seems pretty nice. I mean, he gave me some energy drinks.
God damn it.
He's being a real nut.
If he gets it.
I mean, if you two want to try to find maybe another vehicle, we can go on foot.
Are you leaving us for this random?
Oh, no. Okay, let's go then.
Well, we have an issue. Uh-oh.
All right. Damn.
Stop messing around.
Oh, all right. That solves that issue. All right.
I've had enough.
All right. So, again, as I said, probably not cool. Probably not a good experience for that guy. Who's like, wow, I get to play with the doctor. I get to play with these streamers. Bang, you take one to the back of the head. That's the end of that. And because the doctor did broadcast this to like 22,000 plus people at the time, obviously it was seen, complaints were put in, people do this. And the developer noticed. So shortly after that clip, Dr. Disrespect finds that he's banned. He refreshes his UI and that's it. It says he's banned. Now, at this point, here's what I would do. Okay? If I'm the developer and I banned one of the top streamers in my game, somebody who has been instrumental in helping advertise my game effectively, and yes, there is quid pro quo there, there is symbiosis. He makes money by playing the game on Twitch, but certainly since he moved from H1Z1, he has been instrumental in promoting PUBG as the cooler, better alternative. No doubt about that. I would, and I know that all of the PUB Battlegrounds development team, they are very hands-on. They reach out, they talk to people, they follow people on Twitter. They're very communicative. So at that point, all right, if I am the head developer, I would reach out to Dr. Disrespect and say, look, I have banned you because you cannot be doing that. You know, a lot of people watch your stream, a lot of people watch the game. I'm sure that guy was psyched to play with you. How do you think he feels? It's not cool. Like, I got to get your attention and tell you that that is not cool. Now, at that point, I say, listen, I think the message has got across. You've had to, you know, turn the stream off, come talk to me. I'm going to unban you now. Please do not do it again. I will not ask. There will be no warnings. There will be no communication. I will be banning you. Boom. It'll just happen. And that's the end of the conversation, right? I mean, that's all you need to do. But unfortunately, again, we live in this area where developers like to kind of just push the agenda just a little bit too much for me. So it goes to Twitter, and it's like the developer wanted to get some plaudits for banning Dr. Disrespect, and had this like weird Twitter exchange. So I'm just gonna get rid of that. Nice little bit of synth. So here it is. If you break the rules in PUBG Battlegrounds, no matter who you are, you're gonna have a bad time. Well, okay, fair enough. I mean, that rule, that's understood. That's what your terms of service and rules are for. I don't know if you need to express that. This is a flex after you've banned somebody. This is saying, look at me, look at what we've done. We'll ban anyone. I don't know why you need the attention as a developer. All of the audience has seen it. The 22,000 plus people saw it. Everybody knows now. You don't need to come out publicly and state this. You can just have a private conversation with the doc and just leave it there, right? That's the more professional route to go down. But anyway, Dr. Disrespect is in character, right? So he's got to, you know, he responds. He said, I'll break the rules anytime, anywhere I go, and I'll look good doing it. And then this is ridiculous. You know, in my house, you follow the rules or you get the fuck out. But it looks playful because there's a little heart at the end. But again, I don't even understand why you reply at that point. Leave it there. Let the doc have the last word. Just move on. You've done your thing. You've made your point. You banned the guy. You did it. Well done. And then Dr. Disrespect says, if I could do the splits, I'd roundhouse kick you in the neck. But since I can't, I'll just front kick you in the chest instead. Lightning. And then you can see PewDiePie even jokes, shocked and appalled that Dr. Disrespect decided to use violence as a threat. He must have played one too many of those violent video games. This is banter central. And you can see everyone's having a laugh about it. The developer links to the code of conduct. It should be there. That's where it should end. It doesn't end there, though. Now what happens is the developer gets like a little bit fucking more antsy and upset about things. And basically comes out and says that the doctor has gone too far. And says, suggesting violence is the best way to solve a disagreement is just wrong, even if you are playing a character. Well, at this point, this is where, again, the developer has crossed the line. You're lecturing a character whose catchphrase is violence, speed, and momentum about violence. You are telling a performance artist, effectively, what they can and can't do, and what they can and can't say, based on your personal preferences. This is insanity. This is a waste of your time. But lo and behold, it happens, and the embarrassment doesn't end there. He puts a tweet longer out, the developer, that is, and I gotta say, it's pretty embarrassing in my opinion. A short note about what happened between myself and Dr. Disrespect earlier today. So today, I created a little bit of a shitstorm on Twitter. Before I begin, I have to say I enjoy the character Guy has created with Dr. Disrespect. Hell, I'm even part of the Slick Daddy Club. I understand that he likes to talk shit, and I was right there with him until that one tweet, the one about kicking. Again, think about the ridiculousness of a roundhouse kick. This is the archetypal 80s action move. This is Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse, right? This is Jean-Claude Van Damme in Kickboxer. No one does that, right? It's obviously a fucking joke. Anyway, I was told that I should have taken the doc's threat of violence as a joke. So now I will try explaining why I took this tweet seriously. You are admitting that you took it seriously. You are admitting, what do you mean? You think the doctor is going to kick you in the head? And tweeted out the response I did. Story time. When I was in college many years ago, I had a disagreement with my flatmate. Instead of talking it out like men, he decided to get aggressive, and while I was backing away from him, he kicked me in the chest and put my head through a plate glass door. Thankfully, I don't suffer from any ill effects due to this experience. Based on your overreaction, I would disagree. The point of that story is to attempt to explain why I think even the threat of violence is not something that should be joked about. Given my experience in college and the fact that the doc's threat, even as a joke, synced up closely to a bad experience I endured, I could have brought up bad memories, triggered a panic attack, or had other consequences the doc might not have intended when composing the tweet. All I ask from anyone that reads this is to consider that your words, however flippant they may be, could have unintended effects on those reading them. P.U. And it should be P.U. because that fucking stinks to high heaven. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, me nor any other player who plays your game gives a fuck about your salad days. I'm sorry to burst any fantasy bubble that you might have. It's not relevant to our interactions with each other, is it? It's not relevant. I don't care. I just want to play the game. I think the game is good. That's it. That's where our end. You know, if I have a support issue, maybe we'll talk. But until that day, I don't care about what happened to you at college. I'm sorry. Really sorry. Maybe there's an arena you can talk about that. I don't think it should be informing anything to do with your game. Just saying. Now, here's the other thing. The kind of, and I don't want to say irony, but the almost hypocrisy of lecturing an artist about not to do something because it may trigger PTSD in you because of an experience that you've had while you make a game that is violent and about killing people. I'll tell you some things, okay? My best friend was killed by friendly fire in Iraq in 2003. So I demand now, per Battlegrounds, that you close your game down, because every time I see it on Twitch, it triggers me. It triggers me, especially a game where people can team kill each other. So at the very least, I demand that you deactivate team killing. It's an absurd argument, isn't it? My life doesn't matter. My life experiences don't matter to your creative vision. Your life experiences don't matter to the doctor's creative vision, which is why you should have fucking left it at banning him and not put that embarrassing twit longer out. Again, this is really, really simple stuff. I'm amazed that I'm kind of having to say this out loud. I hate those people that go to comedy shows and they laugh at 90% of the jokes, and I've done stand-up myself, but they don't laugh at one. One joke triggers something to them. So they were fine laughing at everything else, but the one thing they don't like, the one thing that resonates within them, that's what they object to. That's when they start causing a scene and heckling. It's not about you. You know, do you have the right to shut down any artistic vision if it triggers you in any way? I am a staunch believer in no, and I therefore don't think you should be telling the doctor what he can and can't say, what his character should entail. And at the end of the day, your relationship with him ends within the parameters of the terms of service of the game. That is it. Anything else is overstepping a boundary. I don't like it. I doubt the doctor does. I doubt many people who play your game like it. Remember, you make a game where you run around and you kill people. Trust me, when the violent video game activists come for Pub Battlegrounds, I'll defend you. I'll defend your right to express yourself creatively in the way you want. I will not defend your right to tell another performance artist what they can and can't say on Twitter based on what happened to you as a teenager. I don't care. It's not happening. So there was that. It doesn't end there, of course. It never does it? I thought the game's media would kind of just gloss over this, but there was a lot of articles, and I won't make the video longer by linking to all of them, basically saying, yeah, good on you, because this is what the fucking games media wants. The new wave of games journalists who all seem to be abject failures in life, they want games developers to make games that insulate them from other people on the internet. They want games made that actually reject gamer culture while pandering to people who just got into games. Some of them don't even play games. They profess to do so. But when you read their articles, it's very apparent that they don't. So this new wave of games journalism is garbage. It's not fit for purpose. They're not gamers. They don't understand their audience. They don't understand the product. And they consistently write sermonizing articles that are more about politics and the way we should live our lives than anything to do with games. And a good example of this is Patrick Klepek. And he wrote an article on Waypoint, which is a Vice vertical. Tells you all you need to know right there. Where he said the following, and again, you know, he gives a summary of everything that happened, the same summary I've done, but just look at this kind of thing at the end. Did the designer behind the biggest phenomenon in games right now just use his enormous platform to tell a thoughtful story about how threats of violence, even those meant to be humorous, might be taken differently by people who've been party to violence? I mean, let's be real as well, by the way. Most men growing up will be subject to violence at one way or another. That's just a statistical fact. You will encounter some form of violence in your formative years, and it can come from almost anywhere. So, I mean, we've all got that experience. It's just some of us deal with it in different ways. How words and actions have unintended consequences, that trauma can trigger in unexpected ways, and we should be careful. Holy shit, good on you, Green. We could use more developers with that much humility. Grave misunderstanding of the word humility here. Nothing humble. No humility in making everything about you, is there? But whatever, that's how they think. And certainly, I don't like the idea of us in any way of life. I know nothing about you. You're a total stranger. I tiptoe around how I want to express myself based on you might not like something about me or something I say, or I might give an opinion and you may disagree, but you may disagree because it's like based in an experience you had. We can't live this way. It's not practical. You can be considerate to a point that these people, the line just keeps moving and moving. You'll never win. It's a control exercise. It's got nothing to do with actual trauma or triggers or harm or safety. It's just a control exercise. It's just pander to me. Make me the center of the universe. I wasn't loved enough as a child. I want to be important now. That's the mechanic at play. So... also, probably worth noting is that the PUBG community manager in the aftermath of this, I mean, they can't even get their story straight kind of internally, and this is more to do with the ban that we'll sort of come back to as we wrap the video up. They posted this in the aftermath, and I'm sure Mr. Green will not have enjoyed this. You can see, look, if you don't want to be grieved, then turn off auto matchmaking, plain and simple. So basically what this is saying is if you're going to play the game in a way that does get you randomly assigned with people, you might get grief. That's it. You'll just have to deal with that. You just have to turn that feature off and only queue with friends. Now, I'm not saying that's the right way to go about it, but it can't, look, at the end of the day, let's be clear about what happens when you get team killed. Yes, your game ends abruptly. Yes, it might not be fair. But you just hit queue again. It's a minor inconvenience in the grand scheme of things. I don't think it's anything to get truly upset about. I've played online games since they were a thing. I can't tell you how many countless games, how many countless matches within those games I've had somebody be disruptive within the parameters of the game. You just get on with it. I'm not saying it's great. If there's a effective system that stops them, fine, implement it, but most of the time you're not going to get that. You're just going to have to deal with it, and that's what adults do. You just deal with assholes, and assholes are on the internet. And let's be clear as well, there's often mechanics to stop the most egregious of behaviors, like team killing, like typing naughty words. We have those, right? You can check a log, you can watch a replay. What's a lot harder to contextually ban people for is, let's say, for example, you get paired up with a random, and the random keeps giving your position away by firing little bullets over here. Yeah, no, sorry, I thought I saw someone. Yeah? Well, he's going to get you and the whole squad killed. The sensible thing is to cap him for self-preservation. Turns out you can't do that now. So there are inherent problems within even the mechanics of the game. And honestly, if you do want to avoid being griefed, like entirely, if the idea of getting griefed in a video game, like once out of the many games it happens, because I don't think this happens every game by any measure. If it's too much for you to take, then look, just queue with friends or, you know, queue solo games. That's if it's too much for you. I'm not saying you have to. I'm saying if you're going to cry about it, maybe, you know, do yourself a favor. So I was worried anyway in the aftermath of all of this. I thought, would the doctor get upset? But fortunately, no, he didn't. So I got this, hang on. I just want to play you this clip. Because I think it's definitely worth pointing out how absurd it is to kind of hold on to these experiences and then, like, lash out at people because of your shit. Like, I just think it's so unreasonable. But there was this clip here by the doctor, and it kind of underlines the absurdity of it.
No, because when I was 5 years old, I went down a water slide. And at the end of the water slide, I hit a whole bunch of kids. One of the kids didn't like it, so he turned around and punched me. I then got knocked out underneath the water. I was trapped underneath the water. More people came down the water slide. I therefore got scared of the water, and I hadn't swum in a long time. Until my mommy pulled me out of the water, said, "Geez, doctor, what happened?" And I said, "That kid punched me, and I'll never forget it again."
Right, so he followed up that truly traumatic story, and you know, it is a shame that we're not going to see the doctor in a swimming pool anytime soon as a result of that. He also followed that up with this little gem here as
somebody
well.
Somebody shoot me! Fucking desiccating mess! This guy's focused on being thrown through a glass door when he should be focused on desync! And it's pissing me off!
So there you have it. It's just absurd, isn't it? Or maybe not, I don't even know. There's probably a new generation of gamers that are a little bit more delicate than the ones I'm used to, and certainly what I'm used to. And as this was an opinion video, you can certainly chime in and give me your opinions. Feel free to disagree in the comments below. But for me, yeah, I kind of thought this was a step too far. I don't even necessarily disagree with the ban. I definitely disagree with a public lecture about how to live my life from a fucking games developer, though. I would disagree with that just a tad if I was in the doctor's shoes. Anyway, thanks a lot for watching the video. I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, take care.